Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
With the OJs for the love of money blaring in the background, the New York Giants star Odell Beckham Jr. was seen on Twitter this week celebrating his new contract at the team facility in New Jersey after becoming the highest paid wide receiver in NFL history. Well, Beckham agreed to a 5-year extension worth up to, are you ready for it, $95 million. The deal is worth $90 million in base value with an additional $5 million available through incentives. Well, the contract includes $65 million guaranteed for injury, gee whiz, and $41 million fully guaranteed at signing. Now, according to the NFL Network, the deal averages $20 million over the first 3 seasons. I gotta tell you, fellow Giants wideouts Sterling Shepard and Roger Lewis each posted videos on social media of Beckham and his teammates dancing in celebration in the Giants locker room. Hey, congratulations to you, Odell. And Mariah Carey is working on a new album, which she has called a labor of love. Well, on Monday, Miss Mimi told People a few details about what fans can expect. She says, the All I Want for Christmas crooner let it slip that part of the album will be lighthearted. In other areas, she will go very deep. Now, she's also revealed she's extending her Butterfly Returns to Las Vegas residency at Caesar's Palace into 2019 with some new dates coming up. You know, she's also changed her set list. She said, a lot of fans who've come to see it were really happy, and, you know, they like having more diversity, and I want to make it really impromptu and surprise people who've come out again and again to see the show. You know something? I have not been to Vegas yet to see her show, but that is one I don't want to miss, because at the end of the day, Mimi does bring it in a good show. And news surfaced that Serena Williams' black Nike cat suit was banned by officials at the French Open, which caused a backlash, as you might guess. However, Williams' response to the situation was very positive. When asked about the situation during a press conference, she spoke about the French Open officials, and she said, you know what, we've got a great relationship. Everything is fine, guys. The cat suit was actually designed to help her with her blood clotting, but Williams explained that she's found other ways to handle the situation without wearing the banned cat suit. And you know something, we don't care. We just want to see you play again, girl. Okay? And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN.com.